Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're
gonna
do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come right back on tonight, hallelujah, bringing you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today, and I hope everything continually to be well with you and yours. And we're going to take out this time right now. We exempted the condolences on last evening, but we will resume them on tonight. So we're going to go right now, and we're going to acknowledge those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72, last 48, the last 12 hours, the last 8 hours, the last hour, the last minute, right now. We want to send condolences out to you, you, and you that has lost, hallelujah, a dear and just cherished loved one that you have held dear unto your heart. We want to let you know that you're not alone and that Jesus is walking right beside you. Jesus loves you, and so does the old Ship of Zion. And we want God just to take you in his loving arms and just rock you in the cradle of his love. Restore the joy that you once knew. Restore restoration. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. And we shall say amen and amen. All right, we're going to go right now into our intro prayer. We come across these airwaves every single solitary time. We want to acknowledge the one and the only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is his name. And he is our soon and coming Messiah. We want to acknowledge him in everything that we do here at the Old Ship of Zion. And I'm asking those of you that will on tonight to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. And we know, God, that this footage of land that we're journeying on right now, God, we know that this is not our eternal place, but we know that you have lying in wait, God, a home prepared just for those of us that love you and that are living according to your will and according to your way and according to your command. You have lying in reserve, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its architect, you are the creator. And until you come busting through those clouds one of these historical days, God, we will continue to come and go as pilgrims through this old barren land, God. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, I have a prayer petition of my own. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or then may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, hallelujah, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting, deep down in the epitome of their souls, Father God. Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name all the glory, honor, and we won't still know praise, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous, master's name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. All right, hallelujah. I'll be with you 45 minutes on the clock. And we know that time is yet ticking right along. Hallelujah. And our sermon entitled, Hallelujah, on tonight, thank you, Jesus, is judging is God's jurisdiction. I want to say that again. Judging is God's jurisdiction. The Word of God tells us, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye. That's coming out of the law of Luke 6:42. And then our second key scripture reads like this. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. That's coming out of the law of John 8:7. And I want you to get your tablets, get your pen, get your paper, and I want you to just read right along with me as I go into the Word of God. We're going right now into a live program. The numbers on the monitor are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. And I'm just asking, as a woman of God, only those that are spiritual-minded individuals to call into the studio. Thank you. God bless you. All right. We're going to go right now on into our live program. We've got her, the crowd thought. Jesus' body was bent over and the crowd couldn't see his fingers and they strained to see what he was writing. When Jesus finished writing, he stood up and said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, the scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 8:7. The crowd scattered, slinking away in shame. Hallelujah. One person thought about the Sabbath he had broken. Another remembered cheating his neighbor in a property sale. Still another remembered the last time he went off on his mother. Each had to back away when he remembered he had transgressed God's law, even if only in little ways. If we are to walk in the light, we must honestly confess that we have sinned. Whether we call in sick in order to go to a ball game or keep an extra $5 the cash year mistakenly counted out into our hands. We are no better than the man who robbed the convenience store or the girl who snatches a purse to pay for her drugs. All of us have transgressed God's law and are deserving of punishment. Yet we find out God holds out an olive branch. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 John 1:9. We must resist the temptation of to condemn others for wrongdoing. Instead, we need to be servants of God who work to reconcile all people to him. The Lord of the universe honest repentance, allow God to forgive us and to cleanse us and reconcile us to himself. So I would suggest and encourage you to let us serve God by helping to draw all men and women to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that we are to remove the plank from our own eyes. Then we can see clearly to remove the speck from our brother or our neighbor's eyes. Hallelujah. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 6:42. We know that some of us are quick to find fault with our fellow believers. In the name of encouraging or exhorting, we point out the sins and shortcomings of our brothers and our sisters in Christ without seeing our own failures or guilt. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 6:37-42. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am reminded there was a woman who was driving through the streets of Oklahoma late one evening when an oncoming car turned in front of her. She honked a horn to let the person know he had nearly caused an accident by his carelessness. When she parked the car a few minutes later, the same car pulled up beside her and the driver got out. Hallelujah. The next time you honk your horn, hallelujah, at someone, he said, maybe you should make sure your headlights are on. Sure enough, in her haste, she had forgotten to turn on her own headlights. She had been so convinced that he was in the wrong that she never saw her own error. She was the one who had almost caused an accident. So we find out we often act in a simpler way. We're quick to judge the behavior of others and point out their error. Jesus prefers that we examine our own lives and be quick to say, I was wrong. Would you please forgive me? Hallelujah. And we know we should be quick to judge ourselves and slow to judge others. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, God. And we're going to read another key scripture for tonight. And it reads this. If a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 6:1. And you know, in this time and era in which we live, we hear a lot of talk these days about following the example of Jesus by accepting and affirming people just as they are. We know that the implication is that we must never confront them when they do something wrong. Yes, Jesus loved and accepted people, but he did not shrink from confronting them. We see this in Luke 7. Jesus had accepted a dinner invitation from Simon. He was a self-righteous Pharisee. While at his house, the Lord permitted a woman with a bad reputation to wash his feet with expensive perfume on. Jesus knew Simon's judgment thoughts as the weeping woman lavished him with love. That's in verse 36-39. So he confronted the Pharisee about his hypocrisy. It's likely that Simon had invited Jesus to his house to try to trap him. Then Jesus reminded him of his failure to extend the courtesy normally bestowed on a guest. Then he acknowledged the evil of the woman's past and the gentleness of her repentance. The Lord said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, verse 47. Jesus was respectful to self-righteous religionists, dishonest tax collectors, and prostitutes alike. Yet he never glossed over their sins. He loved people enough to confront them, and so should we. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that I am far from perfect, Lord, but if you tell me I should recognize and tactfully address some wrong in others, I will, with all the love that is in me. Hallelujah. True love dares to confront and correct. And we as children of God, as I first stated on tonight, should leave the judging to God. We should leave the judging to God's jurisdiction. It's God's discretion on how he wants to confront an individual. If we can't say anything positive, then we should just remain silent and pray for those individuals. Hallelujah. Because talking about them will not help the situation at all. But we can pray that God will touch his or her heart and direct them in the path that they should go. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we find out that Jesus addressed this issue with the religious leaders in Jerusalem in Matthew 23. They followed an elaborate set of religious rules that went well beyond the one that God had given them. They worked hard to look good to their peers, to prove that they were better than others. But their hard work didn't impress God. Jesus said to them, "You've cleansed the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of extortion and self-indulgence." Verse 25. What the Pharisees did to make themselves look good to others actually revealed that they were not good at all. We know that every culture values different religious behaviors and traditions, but God's value transcends cultures. And what he values isn't measured by what others see. God values a clean heart and a pure motive. Spiritual health is expressed from the inside out. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we may look good on the outside without really being good on the inside. And our sermon on tonight has been, judging is God's jurisdiction. Hallelujah. We should leave the judging to God. First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly as to the speck in your neighbor's eye. We are quick to judge people the way they look, the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they talk, if they are trying to render service unto God in the form of a hymn. We are hypocriting over their singing ability where they can't sing. But we should just pray for them. Because we find out this one thing. The last time I looked, God said everything he made was good. So we know that beneath the hypocrite of an individual is also some good. There is good in each and every one of us that God has created. So I would just encourage you to, instead of judging and being judgmental of others, let's leave the judging to God's jurisdiction. Our tonight's sermon has been, judging is God's jurisdiction. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the reading of his word. And I would ask those of you that are out there in my live podcast audience on tonight, if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, I would ask you to send in a postcard to the old ship of Zion and let us know how we are doing. We are directed under the influence of God. Everything that we do here is God established, God instructed. We do anything without the direction of God Almighty. But if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we would be so graciously just elated to hear from you. You can send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. The address is P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And if this program has been a blessing again in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. Once again, God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box again, 1600 Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dynamic of our program. We will bring unto you, hallelujah, songs of encouragement. And we hope that these selections will make your load a little lighter and your burdens a little brighter. May God bless you, you and you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Be sure to get those postcards and send them to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We will now take you into our program of Songs of Zion. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Hi, hello.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Quick from Milford, Connecticut. I was just wondering if I could talk to the host of the show. I've been listening for a little while now.
This is she.
Oh, hi. I was
Hi.
Wondering if we could possibly say a prayer together online for some people in my life right now.
All right.
Okay, so I know this is unusual, but I have an ex-girlfriend who is kind of saying some mean things about me, but I know I still care about.
Thank you. I'm praying, not for everything here. I'm my soul.